Despite the fact that we're just over a week into 2020, this is probably going to be the royal story of the decade. It is, of course, the news this week that Harry and Meghan are stepping back from royal life. And it is reported this morning that Prince Harry and his family are thought to be spending this weekend working on a plan for him to be less involved as a royal, as his wife Meghan looks after their baby. She has gone to Canada. But for more on this and to discuss what might happen next, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Jenny Bond, former BBC royal correspondent. Jenny, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Jenny, I suppose we're kind of still digesting this news, I guess. Lots of people taken by surprise at this news earlier on in the week. But I guess it was pretty obvious that something was going to give. They were very clearly unhappy with how things were going. And anyone with a passing interest, even in the royals, could see that the life they were living really wasn't sustainable for them.
Yes, that all became very apparent when they were interviewed at the end of their South African tour by ITV's Tom Bradby. And you'll remember possibly that Meghan said, "Thank you for asking how I am. Not many people have asked. And there must be more to life really than just surviving. You have to thrive." And Harry, even more pointedly, and talking about the press and the tabloids in particular, said he would not be bullied into playing the game that had killed his mother. Harry has a very bitter relationship with the press, if you can call it a relationship. He detests the press, the media, particularly the tabloids. So that's how we've arrived at this situation. And now, as you say, they are working very hard over the weekend on the instructions, the command, one might say, of the Queen, who is very much in the driving seat now. And she has said, get this sorted quickly, within 72 hours. The Queen is in Norfolk, Charles is in Scotland, William's in London, Harry's in Windsor, and Meghan's in Canada. But they are holding talks, very intense talks, with the Home Secretary involved, to find a way out.
Is that possible? It's very, very complex. I guess, what are the main issues that need to be considered if Harry wants to live as less royal? What are kind of the main sticking points in him doing that?
Yeah, it's interesting. I felt rather a lone voice, actually, over the last few days of broadcasting, in that I've said from the outset that it might just work. This might be a blueprint for the future, because it's always very difficult for the second son or the sibling of the future king. Think of Princess Margaret, the Queen's sister. She got into a lot of difficulties. Prince Andrew, we know, Charles's brother, has had a disastrous time and been fired from the royal family, essentially. And I think the Queen, in saying she wants a blueprint sorted out for the future, is thinking of history repeating itself with Charlotte, William's daughter, and Louis, the second son there, because the same situation is going to arise. The problems at the moment are particularly around finance. I don't personally see this massive problem about finance, because these two, in my eyes and most people's eyes, are terrifically wealthy anyway. Harry's a multimillionaire. Meghan's made millions. Do they need quite so much money? Or, and this is the question I can't answer, are they looking to really cash in celebrity status and make millions? And if they want to make millions, is it for personal gain or is it for their charitable endeavour? I hope it's the latter. But anyway, one way or another, finance has to be sorted out, because nobody's going to be happy, i.e. the British public really isn't going to wear them taking any money or very much money from the taxpayer and only being part-time royals. So security is a big issue.
Yeah, that's one issue that I kind of couldn't square off in my head during the week. So if Harry is going to spend a lot of his time in North America, what way will that work with security then?
They have to work that out. And I think that's where the palace is right in saying things are complicated. I'm not sure the rest of it's so complicated, but the security is. Again, you could argue, and I have, do they need that much security? But, you know, Harry served in Afghanistan. He is extremely high profile. But celebrities in Hollywood, they employ their own bodyguards, don't they? All right, that is going to cost money. And maybe they'll have to, you know, make a speech or two or something to finance it. But the thinking today, I think, is that there will be some official protection necessary, which will cost the taxpayer. But they will be doing some royal duties. But maybe they can scale that down and boost the numbers with the privately financed bodyguards. So again, there is a solution possible there.
This wish, Jenny, to become financially independent, just to talk a little bit more about that. Yes. Obviously, there's lots of speculation as to how they might acquire enough wealth going forward to live the life that they've become accustomed to. And if they aren't going to take any money from the taxpayer or very little, what could be on their sights? Could we see Meghan return to acting? Is it kind of speaking deals? Is it speaking tours, a book? What do you see them doing?
Yeah, I do find confusing. The fact that in their original statement on their website, they said that they found that the present structure did not allow them, prohibited them from making a professional income. And I thought, well, why do you need to do that? So I don't know why they need to do it. How they will need, could do it, I think, would be things like, for example, Prince Harry is working as a sort of executive producer on a program about mental health with Oprah Winfrey. Well, he could certainly be paid as a consultant on that. There's no reason he couldn't take a salary for that. I think they're thinking along the Obama lines of possibly helping with TV productions or any productions that are worthy, if you like.
But they don't carry the same weight as the Obamas, do they?
No, they don't. They don't, but they're pretty well known, and they could cash in their royal status or the celebrity status, but that's anathema, saying cash in on their royal status and carry out royal duties. I mean, you can't see him sponsoring a watch and then going out and wearing it, you know, on camera. That's not going to work. So it's going to have to be fairly subtle, I suppose. And personally, I feel if it was to give money to their new charitable endeavour, which they've made a big thing about, we don't know what it is yet, and if they want to make money for that, that seems to me fine. But we don't want to see them buying yachts and God knows what, having cashed in on their...
Yeah,
on
they do want to retain their titles. Do we know that for a fact?
I don't know whether they do or not. I tend to think, knowing Harry a little bit as I do, I'm not sure it would bother him, you know. He's never really taken to being royal. He'd always much rather have been born into a different destiny. He saw the HRH taken away from his mother, and he did see how that upset Diana, and it did. I knew Diana. But I'm not sure it would really bother Harry. But I also think, because the royal family know how much that hurt and stung Diana, they won't want to repeat that.
Now, as we know, Meghan has gone to Canada. Is it quite likely that she may stay there until these meetings finish up and they do work out what the future holds?
Well, I would if I was her, wouldn't you? Just sort of stay low, hang low. I should imagine she'll stay there. Undoubtedly, she's talking constantly with Harry. But I think Harry has only one official engagement. I mean, I thought when I heard that there was nothing in their diary for these coming months, well, that's extremely unusual. I thought something was up. He's got one engagement on Thursday, which is at Buckingham Palace. And I think the Queen wants this all sorted before Thursday, as best it can be. He'll carry out that engagement. And I imagine if things are settled then, he will go over to Canada and they will lie low for a while.
For a while. You mentioned Diana there, Jenny, and I'm sure the influence of Diana was central in this decision, in the decision that they made. The other big, obviously, point that they wanted to make was that they did not want to be hounded by the media any longer and that, you know, they just couldn't live that sort of life. Is this going to have the desired effect for them? Will it not make them even more attractive to the paparazzi now?
Well, yes, I think so, because the tabloids are hopping mad. I mean, if you looked at particularly yesterday's headlines, I've been in this business for decades. I was shocked by the vitriol yesterday against Meghan and Harry. I thought most distasteful headlines. Let's get Mexit done. I mean, it was really sour. So I'm afraid they will get their own back, I would think, by pursuing them even more radically. And although they've not been as bad as been painted, they have actually respected a very, very great deal of Meghan and Harry's privacy thus far. They have not bought paparazzi pictures. But I think the floodgates will open if they're offered pictures in the future and they're barred from many royal events, which is what Harry and Meghan want to do. I think they will publish those pictures.
OK, well, we will keep an eye on developments over the weekend. As we said, Prince Harry and his family spending this weekend trying to work out a plan for him to be less involved as a royal, Meghan looking after their baby in Canada. But Jenny Bond, former BBC royal correspondent, thank you for your time this morning.